Lamentations, Chapter 3. I am the man who has experienced affliction under the rod of his fury. He drove me off and brought me into darkness instead of light. See how he turns against me. He turns his hand against me all day long. He wore out my flesh and my skin. He shattered my bones. He built siege works against me. He surrounded me with bitterness and hardship. He made me dwell in dark places like people who died long ago. He walled me in so I cannot leave. He made my chains heavy. Even when I call and cry out, he shuts out my prayer. He has blocked my way with a stone wall. He has made my paths crooked. He is about to ambush me like a bear, like a lion lying in wait. He diverted me off my path and tore me to pieces. He made me desolate. He bent his bow and set me up as a target for the arrow. He shot the arrows from his quiver into my heart. I was a laughingstock to all my people, the target of their song all day long. He has made me eat bitter food and drink my fill of wormwood. He broke my teeth with gravel. He pushed me down into the ashes. He deprived my soul of peace. I have forgotten what well-being is. I said, my endurance has vanished along with my hope from the Lord. Remember my affliction and my homeless wandering, the wormwood and bitterness. My soul always remembers and it has sunk within me. Nevertheless, I will keep this in my heart. This is the reason I have hope. By the mercies of the Lord we are not consumed, for his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. My soul says, the Lord is my portion. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good to hope quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bears a yoke early in his life. Let him sit alone and be silent, because the Lord has laid this upon him. Let him stick his face in the dust. Perhaps there still is hope. Let him turn his cheek toward the one who strikes him. Let him be filled with disgrace, for the Lord will not push us away forever. Even though he brings grief, he will show compassion on the basis of his great mercy. Certainly, it is not what his heart desires when he causes affliction, when he brings grief to the children of men, to crush all the land's prisoners under his feet, to deny a man's right before the face of the Most High, to undermine a man in his legal dispute. The Lord does not look with favor on these things. Who can speak something and have it happen unless the Lord commands it? Don't the bad things and the good both come from the mouth of the Most High? How can any living man complain? How can someone complain about the consequences of his sins? Let us explore and examine our ways, and let us return to the Lord. Let us lift up our hearts and hands to God in heaven. We are disobedient and rebelled, so you did not forgive. You covered yourself with anger and pursued us. You killed and did not spare us. You covered yourself with a cloud so that no prayer passes through. You make us like scraps and garbage among the peoples. All our enemies open their mouth against us. Panic and the pit were ours, devastation and destruction. Streams of water run down from my eyes because of the breaking of the daughter of my people. My eye pours without stopping. It will not cease until the Lord looks down so that he sees from heaven. What I see makes my soul ache for all the daughters of my city. For no reason my enemies hunted me like a bird. They ended my life in the pit and threw stones at me. Water flowed above my head, and I said, I am cut off. I called on your name, Lord, from the deepest pit. You heard my voice. Do not hide your ear from my cry for relief. The day I called to you, you came near and said, do not fear. Lord, you pleaded my soul's case. You redeemed my life. Lord, you saw how I was wronged. Judge my case. You saw all their vengeance, all their plans against me. You heard their scorn, Lord, all their plans against me. You heard the lips of those who rise up against me and their plots against me all day long. Watch them when they sit down and when they get up. I am the target of their mocking song. You will pay them back, Lord, according to what their hands have done. You will give them a stubborn heart. Your curse is on them. You will pursue them in anger and destroy them from under the heavens of the Lord. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.